This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute radio show for November 2010. How does music play a part of Carl Sandburg's life as a biographer, historian, poet, and what instruments did he play? Carl Sandburg's love of music began in childhood. His sister played the piano in the parlor at home and even contemplated being a pianist. He and his friends would get together after the local store was closed and gather for singing in harmony. They would sing Swanee River in the evening by the moonlight and Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. The first musical instrument that he played was the willow whistle, and he'd even cut it himself. The banjo was his first stringed instrument, and he'd made that out of a cigar box. He later played the guitar while singing folk songs. After college, during his travels, he heard many songs during his travels and incorporated them into his repertoire. In the early 1920s, while traveling the lecture circuit, he read his works and always closed his programs, singing and strumming on his guitar. He and his guitar were inseparable. He was his own accompanist, not merely a musician of sorts. He played with a deep, rich cadence, gave dramatic pauses with his Midwestern dialect. His speech was a kind of singing. Carl Sandburg would begin his day listening to his favorite classical music played on his record player. His favorite recording was by his friend Andre Segovia, the famous guitarist. Carl Sandburg's granddaughter, Paula Steichen, said her grandfather worked 16 to 18 hours a day working on his book, The War Years. He would have terrible headaches and eye problems. Playing his guitar would help relieve the pressure. She says evenings at home would be filled with the entire family singing. Her grandfather would be playing his guitar and singing with all of them.